Grace, mercy, and peace be poured out on each and every one of you, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our text for today is from the Old Testament reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, one of the great chapters of the Bible, if you will, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It does not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. As far as the word of the Lord. Greetings to you from our brothers and sisters in Christ, where I serve and live up in the Gary Circuit of Gary, Indiana, and that region of the country. It's certainly a matter of divine providence, I would say, God timing, if you will, that I'm here today. I was here visiting my mom back in Lenten time, and went to St. James for one of their noon Lenten services. And who was preaching there but your pastor, Eden? And he said, "What are you doing?" I introduced myself. We got talking about some things. And he said, "Well, what are you doing this particular weekend that you're in now?" I said, "Well, I don't know. What did you preach for me?" "Oh, why not?" You know, so here I am. And it just worked out very well for both of us, as it turns out. We also found out we have another thing in common, and that is that I believe it was his first parish was in Cable, Wisconsin. My son-in-law is serving there right now. He just took a call from there, but he's serving there right now. So it's a small, small world, as we found out even before church started, with all the people that knew my dad. This great chapter of the Bible, though, let's turn to that. And we'll talk about that great chapter more in the Bible class. But let's hear these words once again. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. These words speak of the power of the word of God in our lives and in the world. The Lord uses a common illustration from daily life, as he often does. For example, the parable of the sower as well, and many others, to teach us spiritual truths, to teach us about who he is, what he's like, what he does. It was well known, of course, and is well known among us, the power of water. We know it here in Adams County probably as much as any place else in the world. How many of you remember year 1993, by any chance? Oh, yes. My folks were one levee break from having to evacuate. That's how close it came to them in the horrible year of the flood. The power of water, we know, can give life, but it can also destroy. Too much water, and you've got a flood. Too little, and you've got drought. Things dry up and die. When we served in South Texas for a couple of years, we had a drought that lasted 127 days with no rain. Things get dry after that point a little bit. Yeah, you need that right amount of rain to make things grow and make things grow well. And also that rain is coming down is a matter of the right timing. Too late, and the sprouting seeds dry up and die. Too early, and the seeds can wash out, or you can't even get into the field to plant. And it has to be the right kind. Now, what's the right kind of rain? Anybody hear of hail? We saw a lot of it in Nebraska. It can destroy a cornfield in practically a blink of an eye. Hail and other things that destroy can be a wrong kind of rain, if you will. Or again, in the Rio Grande Valley, where they irrigate the crops out of the Rio Grande River. And you have all these irrigation canals, but as the water evaporates out of them, there's left behind a salty residue. When they say, don't drink the water, Don't drink the water. No, seriously. The right kind. The snow, the poor man's fertilizer. The rain that comes at just the right time for the gardens or the crops. You can almost hear the corn growing at night when that happens. The right amount of water, the right timing, the right kind of water. All of this points to the power of water, and that points us, as in the illustration, to the power of the Word of God. The right amount of the Word of God. Now, what could that be? Remember Adam and Eve before the fall? They walked in the garden. They saw God face to face and talked with Him as if it were you and I talking to each other. That was enough. But after that, they no longer saw God face to face. They lost that relationship with God, and we have not had it restored perfectly since, until Christ returns. Then again, we shall see God face to face and know Him as He knows us. Until that time, We focus on the Word that shows us and teaches us and leads us to a clear understanding of who God is. Certainly, though, how many of you have, we can get too little of the Word. How many of you have two or three Bibles at home, or maybe more? And how much time do we spend reading them versus the time spent on watching sports on TV or the soaps or on the internet? I won't ask anybody to answer that. It can be shameful at times for us as Christians to think how richly blessed we are in this country with resources to study the Word, and how little time, how shallow our understanding is of that Word. Our goal is to see Jesus face to face and to know Him better until that time, as we know Him through His Word. Then there's that right timing. Again, timing with the Word. Well, we always need God's Word, and the world needs God's Word now more than ever. Today is the day of salvation, Paul says. Now is that time of grace. Now is the day. The night is coming when no one can work. Now is a good time to spread the Word. And the Word is being spread even in places like the Middle East through the Lutheran Hour and other ministries that are reaching out through radio and satellite and other ways. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver, it says in Proverbs. It's about timing, and the Spirit leads us and gives us a sensitivity for timing in our relationships to speak that word and give us the right word to say as we dig into that well of His verses that we have memorized especially. It's always good to have a number of Bible verses memorized. Look through your catechism to find some that are very important. They're like money in the bank for us that we can look to, and the Spirit will take those verses in the right time, lead us to speak them. And then the right kind of the power of the Word of God. There are plenty of truth claims. The Guess Who and rock group in 1971 had a song called Undone, and had a line in it, "Too many churches, not enough truth." That could certainly be true in a lot of ways. What is truth? Pilate asked already then. Along I-294 on the way out to O'Hare Airport from where we live in northwest Indiana, there's a billboard with two very large words on it, "Free Quran." And then a number you can call, our website you can get a hold of to get this. There is certainly a spiritual war going on. We know that we have the truth. We have the power of God's Word. But is that Word getting out to those around us and to our world? That is our challenge of this text and of our lives in this world. The Lord said through Amos that there'd be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord, and we've seen it happen a number of times in history. So while we have God's Word in its truth and purity, let's spend time with that Word, the right kind of Word, God's Word in its truth and purity, to be strengthened in our faith, and led and guided by that word, and be equipped to share that word with others. Jesus told a parable about the power of the word in Mark chapter 4. Jesus loved these parables of the common everyday things that led us to a spiritual truth. He said in Mark chapter 4, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Those words, "the earth produces by itself," automatically is the word behind that. Same word we get automatically from, it's the same word there, grows by itself. You see, we can water, but it's God who gives the growth to that seed, to that word. We water it by sharing it and spreading it and reinforcing it and teaching it. We don't add anything to the power of that word. And thanks be to God, we don't have to add anything to that power of the word of God. It is in itself dynamite, as it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It is the sword of law and gospel, a two-edged sword that cuts through us, showing us our sin and showing us our Savior. It's the power of that word of God that can blast through the resistance of the hardest of hearts. It can grant assurance for the worst, forgiveness of the worst of sins. It can bring comfort to the greatest guilt or loss in life. Baptism, which is God's word in, with, and under the water, if you will, is a soul-reviving water of baptism, of rebirth, of renewal and regeneration in the Holy Spirit. It's the water that gives us new birth, in which we are buried with Christ and raised to new life, that we are clothed with Christ and have the power to live a new life. Remember your baptism. Remember what God has done for you. Remember the Holy Spirit who He has given you and made you sons of God. Teaching of God's word we may never see the fruit of in this world, in this life, but it will indeed bear fruit and accomplish that thing for which He sent it, which is that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that everyone who believes shall be saved. Let it rain indeed then. Let God's water of His word pour out upon us. Let God's word water the soil that is around us with His word. Watch that automatic growth, if you will. Watch God as He works in your life, in the lives of all who are touched by His word, to grow into spiritual maturity and bear a great harvest for God. Let God's word cleanse you of the weeds of sin in your life. Let its clear, cool, pure waters arise in you to cause you to grow strong in the Lord as you study and read, memorize, and share God's word with others. When you invite someone to church, you're telling him or her that you are welcome here. If you offer to bring them, you're saying, "We want you here." Spread that word to everyone, because God's ultimate purpose is for all to receive Him and spend eternal life with Him. We can only water. We can only plant the seed, the water, and water that seed. But it's God who gives the growth. To God be the glory for His watering and causing His word to grow in us, among us, and through us. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.